And welcome back to the Tuned In Podcast. We are back for another episode in this off season.
Yes, sir.
With the Jazz. We actually have some great news this week, but how have you been?
Man, I've been pretty good, actually. I'm just enjoying the nice summer weather. I've been out. I'm going camping this weekend, so I'm kind of excited about that. I guess it's that time of year, but how have you been?
Pretty good. I wouldn't call myself a camper.
Yeah.
If it's like a cabin with electricity, count me in.
Oh, fair enough.
No, that's nice. Dope. That's dope.
I'm not really like a deep woods camper. I just like find one off the side of the road. So I'm not
just
a crazy camper.
Just set up camp wherever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. It's been good. Running through classes, watching some playoffs.
Oh,
we'll get into the NBA finals. We have the matchup now.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas and Celtics. We kind of saw that coming after the first couple games, but here we are.
Yep.
Here we are. But we're in for a great episode today. We do have some Jazz news today about some potential trades. Going to talk NBA finals and give our predictions for the series and what's about to happen. We'll kind of review the East and Western Conference Finals MVPs. And we'll also get into a lot of local sports today that we've got. BYU's recruiting class, some are saying, might be the best ever. Really good. And also, we have some of the final names for the Utah hockey team. And we're excited for that.
Yes, lots to be excited about in today's episode. And that means that it's a great opportunity for you to share it with a friend. Don't forget, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're also now on YouTube. You can find us on YouTube at Tuned In Jazz. So it's even easier to share now. And also, as always, we're on Instagram. So don't forget to go check out all those. Give us a follow. We really appreciate your support. And this is episode 31 of Tuned In Jazz. All right, so rumor on the street is John Collins and Jordan Clarkson are available.
We saw it coming. We definitely did.
Yes, we did.
How do you feel about this? Do you think we could get anything good in return?
I mean, it's a little, it's kind of frustrating to me a little that we waited so long on Clarkson. I feel like his value was probably a little higher. I don't think it's super low now. We'll probably still get something from him. I don't know what we're going to get for John Collins. We may end up getting a second round pick or something if we're lucky.
Yeah, the Hawks were trying to trade John Collins for like years, at least multiple. And we were finally the one to bite on it. And all we gave up for him was Rudy Gay and a second round pick.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And so I think if we trade him, we're going to get back absolutely nothing, in my opinion, unless we attach him to a pick or something else of value.
Yeah.
I will say with Clarkson, the first half of last year, he still looked really good.
Yeah.
The second half, I wouldn't say as much, but he did have some injuries happening, so that could be part of it.
Yeah.
But I think he still definitely has some value, like a contending team.
For sure.
Say, like, we'd love to have Clarkson off our bench. We'll give you like a younger guy or like a pick. So that being said, we'll wait and see. Maybe Clarkson will get attached to one of our draft picks to get a guy.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I think it seems like every time Jordan Clarkson trade rumors come up, the Lakers are always mentioned. I think obviously he's played there before and they really like him, but they're kind of in transition right now to LeBron. There's rumors he might be a free agent this summer. But you never know. I mean,
I don't think so.
LeBron just,
who knows?
LeBron just plays games with, he's very smart about how his image is. And so you never know. He could just be trying to put pressure on the front office. So I don't know. There's also rumors we're shopping around our 10th and 29th pick. So I don't know. I mean, what type of win now player do you think the Jazz could even get with the 10th and 29th pick, or Jordan Clarkson, or
I don't know. How do you feel about this? But you know, the Spurs really want guards.
Yeah.
What if we traded Clarkson to the Spurs? Maybe they don't get as good of a guy as they'd want. Maybe he's off the bench. Maybe we could get like Trey Jones or
So,
I don't know. He's probably the guy I'd want the most to be either Keldon Johnson or Trey Jones for Jordan Clarkson. I don't know how you feel about that.
Yeah, I've I like Keldon Johnson a lot. Trey Jones is really good too. I actually haven't watched as much Trey Jones. Keldon Johnson, I remember watching him on Team USA, how long ago? Like 3 years ago or something. He was like, that was like the year that they didn't have like barely any centers. It was pretty much just Bam. And Keldon Johnson came in and played really well for them. So, I mean, I kind of like the potential of that. That's a really good idea.
Yeah. I mean, the Spurs also have two lottery picks. So if we could get pick eight, that would be pretty dope too.
Yeah, that'd be
so
nice.
That'd I'd be love nice. That.
As I've thought about like our picks, I almost wonder if our 10th pick is more valuable than it normally would be, because like with a draft like this where there's no clear top tier group of guys, like a 10th pick has much more potential to like hit than it usually does, you know?
Right.
It's still the 10th pick, unfortunately, but.
Yeah, have you been looking at like the mock drafts that have been coming out?
Yeah, they're all over the place still. It's so crazy.
Yeah, I think they'll get more solid in the next couple weeks.
Yeah,
I've seen the Jazz with Ron Holland.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him with Jalen Williams' brother.
Oh yeah, Cody Williams.
Cody Williams, right?
Yeah,
right. I've seen him with Rob Dillingham.
Yeah,
just about everything. I think Stephon Castle has risen too high on the board for us to get him. Sadly,
I still saw one with us having him, but I think
really?
I don't think the draft was right. I just thought it was interesting that he was still projected. Rob Dillingham's one. I've seen Dalton Connect be one. I see Dalton
around
Connect,
that range.
I always laugh whenever I see Dalton Connect because it almost just seems like people just think that's a Jazz brand pick. Like Dalton Connect just seems like a Jazz player, you know? So I think he'd be a good pick though. It's funny to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'd be great offensively, so I'll take that 100%.
Absolutely. He's been really nice.
It's possible Donovan Klingon falls to us too.
Yeah.
So who knows with that?
Yeah. I don't think the Jazz are getting Bronny the more I listen to things about Bronny. I mean, obviously not with the 10th pick. I mean, with the 29th pick, but.
Yeah, I don't think we'll draft. I think we could get somebody else.
Yeah.
But it's, I know every article writer like loves to write about Bronny because people want to look at that.
Yeah, we talked about him not too long ago, but I read something recently that was talking about how he's gotten like 15 draft workout invites, but he's only like responded to like two or three of them, and I would be very surprised if the Jazz were one of those two or three. But even if we wanted him, I'm guessing he's probably not available to us. So
yeah, we'll see. Another guy I really like is, might say his name wrong, but Matas Buzelis.
Yeah,
I
he
think
could be nice.
He would be like the triple towers with Markkanen, him, and Kessler. Because he could play small forward, and he's pretty similar to Lauri Markkanen, actually, with his play style. He didn't shoot the greatest last year in the G League, but I think he's an okay shooter normally. We'll see. But he's a pretty good defender, and he's so tall. He's 6'8", so.
Yeah. Well, and if we've seen anything the last couple of years, apparently you need a tall European in order to win an NBA championship. So, I mean, I guess we have Lowry, but it wouldn't help to have two, right? So,
yeah, definitely wouldn't hurt. Definitely wouldn't hurt. But yeah, we'll see. Hopefully those mock drafts start to actually get kind of similar because they're kind of all over the place. But maybe that's just how the draft is this year. There's just maybe like 15 to 20 guys that could be in the lottery, and you just don't know what order they're going to be in, right?
Absolutely. A team that's not looking well, they're looking great, but the Thunder's GM, did you see his comments about our boy Gordon Hayward over there?
Yeah. Biggest mistake they made or something like that.
Yeah, he said, let me see. He said, I quote, "I missed on that. That's on me. I'm learning this team." I respect like the taking accountability. I think he could have worded it a little better. I don't think he meant to word it like that. It's kind of a little disrespectful, but I could agree that that wasn't the best trade for them.
Yeah, they definitely lost. They gave away Trey Mann, who actually looked really good.
Yeah.
At the Hornets game that I went to, he killed the Jazz in that game. It was sad. So,
he's a nice
piece. It was tough. Do you think the Jazz should pursue Gordon Hayward, bring him back?
It's possible. I think currently he's on a really bad contract. He probably only got like a year left, though, I would guess, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
But what I understand, he's on a pretty bad contract. He wouldn't be a bad piece. I think one thing that's important on like teams that want to win is you need veterans that know how to win. So he's a guy who could come in, and even if he's not like a contributor in the game, he could like mentor some of our guys. Might be kind of nice.
I would say I'm still a little bit petty. Yeah. I don't want him.
Yeah, I feel that.
Keep him on the Thunder bench. He can enjoy it there, I guess.
Oh, man. And I just like, yeah, I totally agree. It just makes me really, yeah, I'm a little salty about it still, too, because like, you think about, we got Gordon Hayward that next year. Not, we would have gotten him anyways, regardless of whether Hayward left. Think about that team with Hayward, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, you know. Oh, man, we could have, that might have been the team. And Hayward's career might have gone very differently had he not hopped around so much after the Jazz, but you win and you lose.
Yeah,
some, I guess.
Unfortunate for him, injuries and just tough scenes. But he's, at least he's getting his money, so
yeah,
he can cry in his dollars. So
yeah.
Well, what about the NBA Finals? We saw some pretty uninteresting series, I would say, just because the Timberwolves took game four to make it a little bit interesting, but they lost game five, and then the Celtics swept the Pacers.
Yeah.
Halliburton went down. That just kind of ruined that series, to be honest. But let's start with the Mavericks. Are you surprised that the Mavericks are in the finals?
I'm honestly not crazy surprised. I'm kind of surprised that they beat the Wolves like they did. Like, that was kind of insane.
Yes.
We were talking last week, I think, about this could be a 7-game series. And it was a little closer than like the record would show. Like, I mean, the first three games all went down to the last minute, basically. The last two didn't really, obviously, but man, Luka and Kyrie are such a... I will admit, though, I never expected Luka and Kyrie to work as well as it did. When they made that trade, I was like, there's no way this, like, it's...
You know, Kyrie's been a locker cancer, like, his whole career, right? He's been...
Yeah. Yeah,
that's... With COVID, all that. But this year, it's, like, completely different. I think he's a leader. He's, like, a great influence. He's doing good for his teammates. So
yeah, absolutely.
Good for him. I will say, I was high on the Mavericks to get to the Western Conference Finals. Like, I thought they could beat the Thunder.
Yeah.
I kind of predicted that. But I didn't think, if the Timberwolves beat the Nuggets, I thought they were going to be on top of the world.
Yeah.
Beat the defending champions, championships right in their hands, but they just laid an egg. And it was kind of hard for them.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. What do you think? I mean, we talked a little about the Cavs when they lost, because obviously it has to do with the Jazz, but do you think that they just reload next year and try again, or do you think that they're going to make a big move? Like, I think Cat played absolutely horrible this series. Like, he was so bad, like easily their worst player in the series. I'm not saying they trade him, but I'm just saying, like, something's, I don't know.
I think with the contracts, Anthony Edwards, he's there.
He's
there. There's
guy.
No way they're getting rid of him.
No shot.
And I think Rudy Gobert, it's gonna be really hard to trade that contract.
Like, absolutely.
I don't think teams are like actively calling the Timberwolves about Gobert because of that contract. So he's
definitely
pretty
not.
Much there too.
Yeah.
And they just barely gave Naz Reid his money.
Yeah.
And so Cat's the odd man out if they're gonna make a move. So I think it's going to be a hard decision for their GM. They either run it back, like you said, maybe they go over the luxury tax a little bit.
Yeah.
Just pay their guys and hope for a championship. Or maybe they trade Cat for like a couple mid-tier players that can fulfill roles off the bench and just make you better.
Yeah.
I think you kind of see that with the Nuggets. Like, they have the best role players in the league, arguably.
Yeah.
Like, Aaron Gordon is amazing role player. Michael Porter Jr., he shoots and that's all he needs to do, right? And so, like, there's definitely a blueprint. You don't need like all-star guys. You can just get like really good role players like that. So maybe they could trade Cat for like a couple people that are decent.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think even just like Katza, I mean, he was an all-star. Wasn't he an all-star this year?
Yeah, he was. He had a really good season.
And I overall, not a bad player. I still think he has, as far as the Timberwolves go, I think he's still the second most valuable player. I mean, you know, it in the eyes of other teams. So I think he's your most realistic trade piece. I agree with you. And I think, I don't know, I could see like New York coming after him or like, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't really know who they could go get, but
maybe Julius Randle swap.
That's what I'm wondering.
That'd be interesting.
It would be interesting.
I would like that maybe.
Yeah.
But I will say last year the Timberwolves were in the play-in. They made the eighth seed.
Yeah.
We were talking about this exact same thing last offseason.
Yeah.
And they ran it back.
That's true.
And look at them now. They improved with they just kept their team consistent.
That's true.
So like it's not a bad thing to just keep your team the same and run it back because you have that chemistry and you know how to play together. So
yeah, absolutely. I totally agree.
That worked for them last offseason.
You could still go get that role player without even moving Kat, honestly. All it takes is, I honestly think they're probably just one or two guys away from being like a real contender. We thought they were a real contender this year. So, I mean.
Oh, they were totally a real contender. They just needed Luka to miss that buzzer beater on Gobert and then they would have been in it.
It's true. Or Nas to hit the one right after. Yeah, that was just a really unfortunate series of events.
I want to ask you, because would you call yourself a Gobert fan still or no? Do you like stand up for him?
Yeah, I would say I stand up for Gobert pretty frequently.
Because I do too. I know there's a lot of Rudy Gobert haters, right? When you hear people talk about Gobert on that shot, he's on an island with Luka. Some people said that they should take away his defensive player of the year.
Yeah, so funny.
What do you think about that? Or what does this do for Rudy Gobert's legacy?
Well, I kind of feel, I've been defending him a lot this week. I think that it's hard for like a casual basketball fan to understand what Rudy Gobert does for teams. When you think of defense, you want to see like a guy lock another guy up. And this, like, the truth is that there's probably not very many centers in the history of the NBA who are going to guard that shot if you switch on them like that. Like Wemby's not going to do it. Jokic isn't going
to
do it.
Wemby might be one of a kind. He might be able to do it in a year or two.
He might just because of his length, but he would get lost. Like, he's not keeping up with Luka.
Yeah, his foot speed is not there.
Even if you go back, Hakeem Olajuwon's not doing that. Like, I just don't think any of these like all-time great center defenders are guarding that shot. Especially
because
it's Luka.
Matumbo's doing that.
Yeah, no shot.
In the world.
So I just, I do think that it was really poor coaching and really a bad idea for the Wolves to even let that switch happen and just let him be on an island. But I don't know.
From
what do you think?
What I heard from like some analysts, they said that it looked like there was like just a miscommunication where Jaden McDaniels was going to try and switch back, but they just didn't want to give up like the cut. So
yeah,
they had to switch. So sometimes that happens, right? And Gobert has actually improved. Like, if you look at the stats, he's a pretty good, like, shot contester and perimeter defender if he has to.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, he got his hand to contest. Like, it wasn't like Luka was wide open or breaking his ankles. Like, he put his hand out there. So I think the worst one when I think about Gobert on skates is
Curry.
I don't know if, Steph Curry, where like spun him around.
Yeah. definitely.
But yeah, I totally agree. I think people that watch basketball casually or just like don't go too in depth to it don't really understand how impactful Gobert is.
Absolutely.
Because he's not flashy, he doesn't even get a ton of blocks. He usually just deters shots.
Yeah.
At times. So I think for me, just ignore the haters, just appreciate Gobert while he's still good, because he might be done in a year or two. And
yeah, I agree.
Ignore Draymond's comments on Inside the NBA and just appreciate who we have in Gobert.
Draymond is such a Gobert. It's so funny every time he talks, like, you just know he's about to.
Oh boy.
And
he actually
so
gave Gobert
too.
Praise after game four. He gave like one sentence. He said, "Oh yeah, Gobert did good being physical." That was it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I think he realized people knew, but.
Yeah, well, I don't know if there's much for us to talk about in the Boston-Indiana series. Indiana just Halliburton being out didn't help, and obviously they weren't going to win anyways, but...
Yeah, Nemhard was not clutch in the end of the game, and he was the guy that had to be, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like they should have given Siakam the ball in the clutch a little bit more. He didn't really even touch it, so...
I think it's... I noticed a lot of people talking about Jaylen Brown winning conference finals MVP. I think it was the right choice.
Yes, I agree.
But obviously you would want your best player to win it, but I mean...
You could argue Jaylen Brown's been their best player in the whole playoffs.
That's true. That's
true.
To
be honest, he's been real good. I mean, Tatum's been real good too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think you wouldn't complain if your top two guys are both like fighting for the trophy, right? That's great.
Yeah, definitely.
To see. I'll also add, did Luka win the Western one? I would
he
assume.
He did, yeah. Yeah, he did.
So I think it's the Larry Bird trophy for the East. And yeah, do you know the West one?
Magic Johnson, yeah.
Magic. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, Larry and Magic.
Very cool, very cool. Speaking of like the 80s basketball, Bill Walton passed away at age 71.
Yeah.
So
really sad.
He's an absolute legend on the court and off the court and commentating, and we'll miss him. He had a fun personality, one of a kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we were both not old enough to watch him play.
Yeah.
But at least like hearing him here and there on broadcasts, he seemed like a good guy.
Yeah, one of the best college basketball players ever. If you ever want a good laugh, go on YouTube and watch Bill Walton's highlight reel for calling games in college, because he just dropped some... I was watching a video the other day where he just like ate a cupcake and the candle was still lit and he just like put the whole thing in his mouth. The dude's just crazy, but he will be missed. I believe he died from cancer, such an ugly disease, and
yeah,
hopefully we'll find a cure someday, but
yeah,
rest
prayers
in peace.
With his family, and we'll miss him. He seemed like a great guy.
Absolutely. Well, I guess now that we're at the finals, what do you think is going to happen? This is kind of a crazy series.
Well, I'm going to stick with my prediction. We did our full brackets at the beginning of playoffs.
Yeah.
And I think we both pick Celtics, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you did too.
Yeah.
Of course, I put the Nuggets in the finals. They didn't make it, which I'm okay with, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Celtics in 6 games.
Ooh, okay.
I think, yes, the Mavericks looked really good against the Timberwolves, so that's why I think it's going to be a close series, but the Celtics are just dominant.
Yeah.
I think they have more talent on their roster than the Timberwolves did, especially with just Tatum and Brown. I think they can be more consistent scoring-wise and more like clutch at the end of the game than Edwards and Cat. And so,
yeah,
I don't know. I think that's really why the Timberwolves lost, because the games would get close to the end and Luka and Kyrie would just
close
be
it
clutch.
Out.
And so, yeah. I don't know. I think Tatum and Brown have a little bit more clutch gene. You saw Brown hit that shot in the last series.
Yeah.
Tatum's hit him too. So, I don't know. These games are probably going to come down to the wire. It's just going to be who's making those shots.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I think I was really interested in like the dynamic of this, because it almost, like, if Dallas and Minnesota went 7 games, like, I didn't know how good that was going to be for them in the finals if they were facing a Celtics who had been off for a week and a half, you know. But it's interesting. Both teams are going to be well-rested. Or semi-well-rested, obviously. I did go with Celtics beginning of the season. I think I'm going to go with Dallas, though. I really like Dallas.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
I think it's really all going to depend on role players here, which, you know, we'll talk about who we think will be the best. But I heard Porzingis might be back for the finals, which would be huge for Boston. Also, I didn't see in the last game if Derek Lively played, but I know he had a really nasty injury. Cat kneed him in the head.
He did play, and then Naz Reid like hit him in the head to re-aggravate it, but he's played through it. He was all right.
Okay. So if he's at 100%, he's been surprisingly... Him and Daniel Gafford have been such big pieces for them in that last series, and I think they will be again. So if they're healthy,
how many games for them?
I'm gonna say this one goes 7. I think it goes 7.
Ooh,
I want to see a game 7. Between these two teams, I think that would be so fun to watch. So,
I agree. I think especially without the Jazz being involved.
Yeah.
I'm here for game sevens.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we like as basketball fans.
Absolutely.
So, okay, so you got Dallas in seven. I got Celtics in six. We'll see what happens. Yep. Who is your finals MVP?
Ooh, I think it'll be Luka. I think it might be similar to like Boston's thing where I could see Kyrie winning it as well, but I'm going to say Luka probably. They've both been really hot, but Luka's kind of their guy. So who do you think's going to win it?
Yeah, I'm not going to be any weird prediction. I'm just going to go Tatum.
Yeah.
I think he's got to be the guy. So
yeah, this won't be an Andre Iguodala type of year, unfortunately. But
which I'm here for it if that's what needs to happen.
Yeah, but if there was like a role player, if you could give a role player MVP, I guess, who would you give it to? Or who do you think would win it?
If the Celtics were to win, I think it's got to be Jrue Holiday.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Because he's got to lock up one of those guys.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be playing him most of the game, him and Derek White.
Yeah.
And I think Jrue Holiday has also hit some big shots in his career.
Yeah.
I don't think he's an amazing three-point shooter. He doesn't need to score 20. He just needs to hit the shots that are open. And as long as he does that and plays good defense, he would probably be the difference maker for me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to probably, since I picked Dallas to win, I'd probably say PJ Washington is going to be really big for them. Mm. He's already been really big for them this playoffs, but I mean,
especially in the OKC series, right? He was on fire.
Yeah, he had some, like, he almost got 30 points a game, or 30, not 30 points a game, a 30-point game at one point. Like, he's been really nice. But I think it'll be, yeah, I think you're right. Boston's got some defenders. And if Jrue Holiday and Derek White are causing problems for Kyrie and Luka, I could see a guy like PJ Washington needing to step up. And he could do it. He's shown he could do it. So I could see that.
Yeah. Honestly, him / Derek Jones, they're both kind of in the same role.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true.
Okay, well, we'll be excited. Hopefully, we do get seven games. That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. As fans.
Well, that leads us to some local sports. We got some BYU recruiting talks.
Yeah.
Are you excited for this class? Let's kind of break down some of the guys, because I'm not really in the know. But
I can't even believe that BYU's... like, we're going to have to rename the university Kevin Young University pretty soon because this is getting insane. Most recently, BYU pulled in Igor Demin, who played for, what was it, like FC Barcelona?
Real Madrid.
Oh, I was mixing up.
Where Luka Doncic played, teams.
Yeah, so like, and people are saying that this might be the best recruit or commit BYU's ever had, which is a big statement. But he's projected lottery pick next year. Have you watched any of his highlights?
Okay, I did watch his highlights before this because I knew we were going to talk about it.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the other guys BYU recruited, just Igor.
Yeah.
But he's 6'8".
Yeah, he's a beast.
He can be like super athletic, dunking the ball, finishing in the paint. Yeah. Honestly, the competition he was going up against in the highlights didn't seem that good. No. So he was just doing layup after layup.
Yeah.
He's very quick. And I think he'll be a problem in transition.
Yeah.
If we get steals or if we run it, he can be like a one-man fast break, take the ball to the rack every time.
Yeah.
And I think he's also a pretty good shooter, too. He has a good stroke, and I don't think you should leave him open. So, honestly, I didn't see any holes in his game, but that's the point of highlights. So I'll be interesting to see what maybe his weaknesses are, but I think his strengths are definitely his size, finishing, and speed.
Yeah, I could definitely agree. I think there's like a definitely advantage of getting guys who have played pro club basketball. I know it's not quite like the level of being a pro, but he has spent time around like professional coaches, and I'm sure that league has a couple of guys who are probably on the level of what college is. And so I think I'm really excited to see what he does. Hopefully he'll be good. BYU also pulled in two four-stars, flipped commits, actually. Elijah Crawford followed his assistant coach, I'm blanking on his name, from Stanford. But he was a four-star, committed to Stanford, and then decommitted and followed his coach. Brady Kozlowski's kind of a similar story, except he's a Utah guy. he was committed to USC. USC fired their coach, obviously, last year after how horrible that went with Bronny and all them. And so Brady Keselowski opened it up, came to BYU. So 2 4 stars and a pro club guy is that's pretty insane, yeah. So far.
I also add, just because I'm definitely like, I don't always do the research before the games start and I actually start watching these guys play.
Uh-huh.
So I think Igor, he's kind of like a guard, right?
Yeah.
I would say. But he's super tall, so bigger, probably could wing, play, yeah, forward. Yeah. What is like Elijah Crawford's position, or what's Brody Keselowski's position?
So Elijah Crawford is, I think he's played point guard his whole high school career. He's like a top 100 guy, ESPN top 100. I will say, watching his film, he doesn't look as smooth as I usually like, but I mean, that's just, I don't know, even for a highlight reel, I was like, this seems a little clunky, but he's very athletic. He was like dunking on people, stealing the ball. He was hitting some threes, which, I mean, whether it's clunky or not, if the ball goes in, I guess that doesn't matter. So
yeah, you can work on that.
Yeah, so he's a guard. I guess we could see him battle. I don't know how good BYU expects him to be, but he could battle for starting point guard with Dallin Hall, or maybe there's a rotation there with both of them. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And then Brody Keselowski's he's a big man. I think he's like 6'10 or something. He's pretty good size. I believe he'll play power forward, though. He's not really a center type, so even though he's our tallest player currently, so
we need a center.
Yeah, we need one bad.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's BYU's biggest hole. We did get Kiba Kita from Utah. He's also from Mali. So now we have Fuseni Traore and Kiba Kita, both from Mali. But I think Fuse is 6'6 and Kiba is 6'8, and they're both our centers. So some big dudes, but not really what we need. So yeah.
Kinda. Oh, I wish we could get who's the guy on Utah State? He's Spencer Johnson's brother.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, I can't remember his name either.
Yeah, he was like nice. 7'2" or something. We need to get him.
Yeah, he's huge. Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, but I think he's just sticking with Utah State unless something's changed.
I believe we did have another big man committed. What was his name? Jason Sannon?
Yes. So I was reading an article about this in the last 24 hours. Uh-huh. Apparently he was like a lock to come to BYU, except he didn't like meet academic requirements or something. I don't know the full details, but
yeah,
he's not coming. He's going to Arizona State. So we missed out on him. He would have been like a top 25 guy. So that would have been pretty insane.
Yeah. That's really unfortunate. I think something must've been really wrong. Cause I feel like, I don't know, I'm not saying BYU like bends the rules for athletes, but I feel like that's never been a problem in our athletic department where we've turned guys away because of academics, or maybe we've just never heard about it, but that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I bet all the news is going to be out right now. So
yeah, absolutely.
I'll say Isaac Johnson is the name of the guy at Utah State, and he played great in the tournament.
Yeah.
Wish we could have him, honestly, but it's all good. All good. Yeah.
He might be having a bigger role this year with, they lost their other big man. I can't remember. He went to Washington. I can't remember what his name is, but
right,
they're big guy.
Yeah. I think, on the Celtics current roster, they have a guy from Utah State, used to play center.
Oh, do they?
So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. His was Kita as well, but it was like spelled with a Q, right? Q-U-I. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Kita or Quita. Yeah.
Yeah. Some other, I guess, interesting things. BYU, Jackson Robinson withdrew from the draft yesterday with the withdrawal deadline happening, but unfortunately didn't take very much time. He's following Coach Pope to Kentucky. I don't really blame him. That's, if you have an opportunity to play at Kentucky, that's
amazing. That's, yeah, plus he's probably getting good NIL money.
Oh, yeah. And so that's kind of unfortunate. We weren't really expecting to have him back, so... but, and then another huge one is AJ DeBonsa, who's currently the projected number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft. He just transferred to Utah Academy or Wasatch Academy. What's it called now? It used to be Wasatch Academy, but
I don't know. I think it's like Utah Tech or something now.
Yeah, it's like the Utah's private school where they get all the good basketball players. But
right, yep.
He just transferred there, and actually BYU has offered him. And I just read that he has already planned a visit to come visit BYU. So that would be massive. That would be massive. So we'll see. Hopefully that one works out. But lots to be excited about for BYU basketball. I haven't really heard much about Utah basketball. I know Utah State's got some momentum, so hopefully.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
But good for BYU. We'll love to see those guys finally get on the court.
Yeah.
See if like all the hype's real, if that's really type of players that we're going to get.
Yeah, you know, we'll be there.
Oh, yeah. We'll be there. We'll also just real fast, last kind of news we have with local sports. We're going to talk hockey again. Just some quick news that came out. Ryan Smith made his FaceTime appearance on the Pat McAfee show.
Yes,
and
sir.
I don't know if he's supposed to say what he did, but he released two out of the four final four hockey team names that we have. So
yep.
Mammoth and Yeti are the two that are locks for the top four.
Yeah.
How do you feel about those? Do you like Mammoth and Yeti?
I think those are good, yeah. It's not really that surprising. Yeti was one I expected. Mammoth kind of caught me off guard when I saw it on the list originally, but it's kind of grown on me. I think you could do a lot of cool things with that.
It's grown on me a lot. I honestly might like it a little better than Yeti at this point.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I agree. Yeah, what two do you think got... I mean, obviously they didn't get left off, but do you think the other two are?
I'm thinking Blizzards is on there. That's my number one, personally.
Yeah.
Is Blizzards, just because I think that relates well to Utah and all
that's
that.
That's a really good one, yeah.
And then maybe Outlaws. I think that one goes hard.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you think the other two?
Yeah, I could agree with both those. I like that most of the team names that we picked were like kind of unique. Like there's not a lot of... We don't have to compete for brand, obviously, but yeah, I think Outlaws is probably one that I think probably got left off. I saw a lot of people talking about that. One that I really like, this might be kind of a hot take, but I really liked Caribou, actually. I know a lot of people didn't like that one, but I think there's some cool stuff you could do with that. Like I always admire what the Milwaukee Bucks do with like the buck and like the logos, and I think Caribou fits Utah, but it's not a very intimidating name, I guess. So
yeah, it's probably a hot take.
yeah, a little bit.
But yeah, Fear the Deer.
Yeah.
Fear the Caribou.
Fear the
Boo.
I don't
know.
Yeah. But I also think it would be cool. I think it would be like, I guess we do have the bees, but I really did like names that have to do with bees. I can't remember what the one on the list was, but
I think it was like the swarm was one of them.
That would be cool, but I didn't see a lot of people talking about it, so who knows? It probably wasn't on there. So
I don't think it made it.
No,
but hopefully, I don't know when the other two are going to get released, but when they do, I think it's a bracket, so you got to vote.
Yeah, it's gonna be so sweet. There's a lot of this hockey team is gonna be. Man, I hope year one we freaking take this thing because.
We got to at least make the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
That's the goal. If we don't make the playoffs, that would suck. But no matter what, I think I'm going to be there watching the games. Yeah. I also saw driving down I-15 this week, a big billboard that said Utah hockey team is going to be on Fox 13.
Ooh, let's go.
This year. So as long as you got that channel, you can watch all the games.
Man, let's go. That's actually really good news. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us on our episode today. We're grateful for you spending your time with us. Don't forget to call those people that you love. Be safe out there, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you all, and take care.